I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Dane Cook is starring in Joseph Kahn's teen horror comedy, Detention. He plays Principal Verge, and even though the two worked together before in Kahn's Torque, he jumped at the chance to again be in Joseph's universe. I have to say, I loved talking with Dane. At the time of the interview, he was set to make his Broadway debut in Neil LaBute's Fat Pig. He was all set to fly to New York and start rehearsing, but days after the interview, the financing fell through. There's talk, though, of it mounting next season, which I really do hope happens. I think Dane would be excellent in the show. Dane and I talk Broadway, Detention, and the need to be self-generating in your career. This site takes a lot of work, so I really do appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Dane.
This is your first time at South By?
It is, yes.
Yeah. How do you like it? Obviously, you've been up for 3 days.
And you know what?
Did you get here a couple days ago?
I got here the day of the film.
Okay.
And actually came right... I was at Tao in Vegas celebrating my birthday.
Happy birthday.
So I was in a DJ booth and partying with some of my best friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, I gotta go to South By Southwest. Got on the plane, came here. The thing that was great about last night was, you know, when we went to see the movie, it was the first time that I'd kind of been surrounded by all the film fans, where I saw everybody coming in for one movie, coming out for the other, and then we had the Detention, you know, fans that were hanging out for hours outside.
Yeah.
And it was my first real moment where I was like, oh, this really, there is, it's infectious, this energy at South By Southwest. I'd always heard about that, but I was in the thick of it for the first time, and man, it was great. I look forward to coming back and spending, hopefully next time, a bit more time.
Yeah. Was that the first time you saw the film with an audience?
That's the first time I saw the film at all.
At all?
Yeah, I'd seen the trailer, and I saw a couple of quick clips. So.
So what's it like seeing the film the first time and with an audience?
It was great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was everything I knew Joseph was capable of and what he, you know, was so articulate in his detail. I trusted Joseph off the bat, even though the script itself, when I read it, was like, okay, this is dense, and I get that it's multi-genre. In somebody else's hands, maybe a bit much, but realizing visually and then sitting and talking to Joseph what I know him to be capable of from the videos that he's directed, I wanted to go for the ride. I wanted to be in Joseph's universe. You know, I remember that story of George Lucas, you know, pitching Star Wars, and I remember hearing stories where there was literally executives like, what's a Wookiee? A Wookiee? I was like, you gotta trust this guy, man. He has the universe in his head. And read the script, thought it was great, knew that Joseph was doing it on his own budget, literally, you know, selling his own damn sneakers to, you know, to put it up. And I thought, how do you say no to that kind of passion and that kind of, you know, I'm a guy that gambled on myself early in my career. And I know that feeling of being on the cusp of, if this doesn't work, I'm fucked. I'm really in some trouble. This, you know, I don't want to have to go back to my family and be like, no college education. You know, I took the gamble and I had to go full tilt boogie. And when Joseph finally told me what he set out to do, I was like, man, I want to help. Yeah. I want to be a part of that.
Do you think you would have hesitated if it was, because Joseph just talked to me, said you guys have known each other for a while now.
Yeah, we did Torque together.
Yeah, yeah. And do you think you would have hesitated if it had been somebody else besides Joseph?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have to be somebody that had that vast reel of, you know, visuals to be able to say, okay, how's he going to achieve this with next to no budget?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it going to, you know, how's that going to look? Is this going to look like some kind of strange B movie? Or we're going to have to make it campy on purpose too. But the more we got into it, and what finally was validated last night was Joseph kept saying, I'm making a movie for a new generation. I'm making a movie the way we have our movies we identified with in the 80s that were like, okay, 16 Candles and Breakfast Club, you know, movies for us. Better Off Dead was a movie for me.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was sitting next to me like, that didn't even make sense. Why are they behaving in that way? I was like, no, this is for me. And knowing Joseph wanted to do that, and then sitting in the theater last night, and regardless of the fact that it was a more industry crowd, it played great, but for me it was like, this is like, I jokingly said last night, it's like Heathers meets Requiem for a Dream, but the Heathers more than anything, because that specifically, that tone reminds me of this, of being like, sometimes it's a little over the top, it's a little broad, then it's vulnerable, and then it's like, it feels a little almost sketchy, and then it's like, but it all worked, and it was all, it had legs, and that's what Joseph did with this, you know, it worked.
The website I write for is an acting website, so I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have to, I mean, you've had incredible success. Do you still have to audition or fight for roles that you really want?
Sure. Yeah. Sometimes. I mean, you know, sometimes you get the call where it's like, big fan, you know, Joseph, come in and be a part of it. And then sometimes a piece comes along and you're like, I gotta get in there, and, you know, there's a lot of great actors that could, you know, go for this part. I like that challenge.
Yeah.
But like, for example, I'm heading to Broadway next week.
I'm going to see it when I get out there.
And that was
I
can't wait either, man. And, you know, Neil, I was a fan of Neil LaBute for years, and I got the call from my agent. I got Neil LaBute on the line, and, hey, will you sit down and grab dinner with me? And two nights later, we were talking about the role of Carter in Fat Pig, and he's like, I just want you to play it, man. And so you just never know how it's going to come to you. But I have no shame in saying I'll get in and fight for, get to do the work, man. Sometimes to get that role, that just takes, you know, being super prepared and getting in there and fighting for it.
When you guys open?
April, previews are like April 20th, and then we're 26th.
Yeah, so you go out to New York to start rehearsal?
I start next week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Are you excited and nervous at the same time?
I am. I mean, I used to do a lot of theater before stand-up, like mostly musical theater. I was like doing like Cole Porter plays. And it's that kind of nervous that I, you know, got when I first started really hitting that new level in my stand-up, where I felt a real responsibility. Like, this isn't just me winning over a crowd night to night anymore. Like, victory, I got the laughs. I remember that moment in my career being like, I have a following. This is like a movement. I'm obligated now to take these people somewhere and deliver. And I'm feeling that with the play. I want to get in there. Julia Stiles is in the cast. Josh Hutchinson is in the cast. And the fact that Neil is bringing this himself and directing it on Broadway, I think that's what we all want to, you know, be there to facilitate. How does Neil see this? Obviously, he sees us. We're confident in that. That's what you need so much. You know, it's like, I have a director that believes in me, believes in my take, and the rest is like, let's just go. Let's just get in there and keep working until we're
there. Very excited to see you in that. I think it's going to be awesome. What's your advice to actors?
You know, I keep saying to especially this emerging, talented, young cast, which is, I think more than ever, you have to be self-generated. I don't think it's just about, you know, waiting for that perfect audition anymore. I think it's figuring out what you can bring to the table. Your writing skills, your... Maybe just quite simply, you just have the ability to rally people together for a specific purpose. You know, maybe, you know, I remember doing a short film years ago where I was like, I have nothing, I have no money, I have no budget, but I knew a kid who had lights. And I knew I could call him and say, I'll get you into my show for free, and if you can help me out. It was like, I was really good at finding those favors and trying to get the gang together. And then I was like, all right, I need to find a guy that's great at punch-up stuff who can come in. And so I think you need to know those strengths and create your own opportunities more than ever. Because, you know, especially with where the economy is at right now and the way media is and turns over so fast, people are afraid to invest in someone new. Everyone's looking for that. Somebody who already has the idea and is already proven. So I think it's a tougher landscape out there right now. And if you can be that self-generating, again, say, motivated person, I think that you can create your own opportunities.
Thanks, Dane, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.